Whistleblower Report, exposing lies, deceptions, and all that has assaulted our way of life. We must take back our freedom and live as God designed in a free America that honors our Constitution and our Creator. Our experts in medicine, ministry, law, military, environment, and education empower us to grow together as a nation. For such a time as this, the Whistleblower Report offers truth and solutions. Welcome to the Whistleblower Report from Truth for Health Foundation. This is Dr. Lee for America, here with another team of our whistleblowers who are bringing you the truth about the lies, deceptions, and all of the assaults on our way of life, your freedom, and your life. For such a time as this, we are here to bring you truth, hope, and solutions. Check out our website, www.truthforhealth.org, for medical help, legal help, and all of the other resources. Join us in our Faith Over Fear seminars each Tuesday night via Zoom at 8 o'clock Eastern Time every week. And now, here is your host for today.
Welcome, everybody. This is Major Mike Gary, and this is another Whistleblower Report military segment, and it's one I'm looking forward to here. Right out of the gate, I am going to say I am not here representing the Department of Defense in any way. I'm representing my own research, my own opinion, and I have that right given to me by the First Amendment. However, I do have a lot of research in this subject that I'm going to be talking about today on my own personal free time. And actually, the military did pay to train me in regards to CBRN, chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear threats. And a lot of you may know me as a CBRN hazmat responder. Every state in this union has a weapons of mass destruction civil support team, as they're called, and they are CBRN hazardous material responders. So when the fire departments run into something that seems beyond the regular industrial use and looks like there is an intent to do harm, that's typically where the fire or hazmat fire chiefs would call the civil support teams in the state to help respond with them. And of course, with all the terrorist activity out there, whether it's clandestine or state actors, that's what the civil support teams were built for. And that's the line of work I've been doing for the last 15 years. So the topic I'm going to be talking about today is back a month ago, month and a half ago, around the April 10th timeline, Senator Rand Paul came out saying 15 agencies briefed on risky Wuhan project. And this kind of made its way across the media at that time in a big way. So there was just an explosion of that Rand Paul going from, you know, one media outlet to the next expressing this. Well, this is a big deal to me specifically with what I dealt with during the COVID mandate era. And it, of course, ties into the profession that I served as a CBRN hazmat responder, trained in going into hot zones. And Rand Paul is touting this military whistleblower. And to me, this whistleblower is the most important guy. His report is the most important because it shows the origins of COVID. And or at least it brings it back to a start point where we could, if we can get all the information, we could all agree on it, and then it would change the way the response occurred. And again, I'm a responder, like a first responder type when it comes to Seaburn hazmat response. And that's why this is such a big deal, and that's why I'm looking forward to talking about this show. But anyway, the Truth for Health Foundation has been instrumental at leading the charge at protecting people's constitutional rights and also supporting the military whistleblowers back in 2022, 2023, and supporting people with legal grants and continuing into the next realm of fights, whatever they may be, which is right now is still censorship is pretty heavy. And then we're looking at the border invasion that's going on. And then now we're looking at Big Pharma trying to back out of the COVID vaccine that has harmed so many people and cover it up, essentially the great cover up with the COVID vaccine that's being attempted right now. So Truth for Health has been instrumental at the lead on all of this. And so that's why I'm totally proud to work for Dr. Vliet in everything that she's done. And she's been very strategic in her outlook in this whole time frame, and a godsend too. But I'm going to open with this article I have from the Epoch Times. It is written by Zachary Stiber, came out April 10th, 2024. I'm recording this show. This is May 22nd, and it's a Wednesday. A lot of things have transpired since April 10. And now that we're almost done with May of 2024, there's a lot of things that are happening rapidly. So that's why I'm so excited to discuss this. So this article in the Epoch Times, 15 agencies briefed on risky Wuhan project, none spoke out. Rand Paul. Okay, it says newly obtained documents show a wide range of agencies were pitched the project, Senator Rand Paul says. Newly obtained documents now show that 15 different agencies received pitches for a project that involved enhancing coronaviruses, but none of these agencies alerted Congress. According to Senator Rand Paul, scientist Peter Daszak pitched the project to the U.S. Army, the National Institute of Health, NIH, the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, and dozens other agencies at a 2018 event held by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which is known as DARPA. Okay, it's like the brain cell of the DOD, Department of Defense. Okay, according to these documents. So this is right in my ballpark, and I've received training from entities that are attached to these other government agencies. Okay, so this is very near and dear to my heart, as a being paid by the taxpayer, but also my goal was to fulfill my constitutional duty, my oath to the American people, and protect them from such threats. So reading on, it says speakers at the 2018 event included officials with the CDC and DARPA, including Jim Gimlet, who ultimately rejected the proposal according to a web page for the event. That DARPA received a proposal for the project from Mr. Daszak's Echo Health Alliance nonprofit was previously revealed by a whistleblower. Here's the whistleblower, okay? But the involvement of the agencies was not known before. What we didn't know was that the proposal wasn't just at DARPA, it was presented to 15 different agencies, Dr. Paul told the Epoch Times, okay? The proposal, dubbed Diffuse, outlined experiments that would make coronaviruses more virulent by inserting a furin cleavage site, which is present in COVID-19. After the COVID-19 sequence was disclosed in January of 2020, showing that the virus contained a furin cleavage site, the agency should have raised alarms, according to Dr. Paul, which he's referencing Senator Rand Paul. He's also a doctor. None of these agencies, nobody that was at the briefing, has ever informed anyone of the danger that was coming from the Chinese lab because they were asking for money to do something very similar, he said. Dr. Paul is the ranking Republican member of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. USAID Administrator Samantha Power on April 10 acknowledged that her agency participated in the event. U.S. government agencies often, on good days, show up for one another, go to each other's meetings, she told Dr. Paul. This is not something that the USAID ever considered funding or was ever engaged on in some substantive way. Ms. Power said she would consider making the USAID representative who heard the proposal available to the senator for an interview. Most of the U.S. agencies that were briefed did not respond to requests for comment. The 15 agencies are the NIH, the NIAID, which is National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, the Department of Health and Human Services, DARPA, USAID, Department of Agriculture, Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. Navy, CDC, Army, Assistant Secretary for Preparedness Response, U.S. Army, Medical Research Institute of Infectious Disease, National Institute of Food and Agriculture, Military Operation Medicine Research Program, and Defense Health Agencies. Spokespeople from the Army and the CDC said the agencies received letters from Dr. Paul about the matter and would be responding to him. They did not deny that officials were at the 2018 event. Okay. So moving on here, documents were pried free from the NIH, okay, took considerable work to get these that show that as far back as 2016, Fauci's NIAID conspired with Echo Health to violate the U.S. gain of function funding, which would be the Farron cleavage site, right, and other parts of it, and bankroll dangerous animal experiments at the Wuhan lab to supercharge bat coronaviruses and intentionally make them more contagious and deadly to humans. Justin Goodman, senior vice president at government watchdog White Coat Waste Project, told the Epoch Times via email. Now, thanks to Senator Paul's dogged determination, we're learning that at least as far back as 2018, bureaucrats at other, excuse me, at over a dozen other government agencies also knew that Fauci's Rocky Mountain Lab, Echo Health, the Wuhan Animal Lab, and Ralph Baric were cooking up COVID and didn't say a word to this day. COVID is a public health and national security nightmare that was caused by reckless taxpayer-funded animal experimenters who need to be reined in before they prompt another pandemic. Jamie Metzl, a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, said on X, formerly known as Twitter, that anybody who knew about the Echo Health proposal but who did not speak up when it became clear such a novel coronavirus was responsible for COVID-19 pandemic has significant accounting to do. Correct. Echo Health stated that this week that the defused proposal was only submitted to DARPA. Okay. The list of Echo Health Alliance partners shared at the 2018 Proposers Day event includes people and organizations who were not ultimately involved in drafting the defused proposal, which was submitted months later. The group stated, furthermore, the presence of a federal agency at the Proposers Day event does not mean that they had detailed information on the defused proposal, which had not yet been drafted. Dr. Paul said any statements from the Echo Health need to be taken with a grain of salt, considering its roles in funneling money to the lab in Wuhan, which is just crazy that we would be doing gain of function, which must be some of it must be classified information, shouldn't be done anyway, according to our laws, except for the Patriot Act that kind of blurred the line on the law, making these more deadly and virulent, these pathogens. Okay. And then we're sharing this information with China. This is crazy stuff that has occurred, and it should have never been allowed to get this far. And I'll speak on that a little bit more later. I'm going to read on here. It says, Dr. Paul said any statements for Echo Health need to be taken with a grain of salt. Okay, I said that. The documents also show that a scientist named Vincent Munster, an employee of the Rocky Mountain Lab run by NIAID, headed at the time by Dr. Anthony Fauci, was listed as a partner for the project. Okay, so finishing up, last couple lines here, says at the bottom of this, Dr. Paul's announcement comes after members of Congress said Mr. Daszak would be appearing before several committees on May 1 to answer questions. And that has occurred. And at this point, the U.S. government has been shamed into stripping the funding away from Echo Health Alliance. Okay. This should have never occurred anyway. But it has now. And finally, with Rand Paul's work and certainly other people's work like Senator Ron Johnson, and then all of us whistleblowers that have, provided information and reports to these senators' offices, it has led to this. Finally, Echo Health Alliance has lost its funding. And this article can be found in the Epoch Times. It's also written by Zachary Stiber on 15 May of 2024, and it's entitled Biden Admin Suspends Funding to Nonprofit That Funneled Money to Chinese Lab. And it says U.S. officials have cut off funding to a nonprofit that funneled government money to a laboratory in China located in the same city where the first COVID-19 cases appeared. Echo Health Alliance, the nonprofit, did not adequately monitor compliance from the Wuhan lab with the terms and conditions of grant from the U.S. National Institute of Health, NIH, according to a May 15 letter to Echo Health. President Peter Daszak from Henrietta, Brisbane, a deputy assistant secretary at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Service, the NIH parent agency. Officials also found that the subaward to Wuhan lacked sub award to Wuhan lacked requirements that would make the grant in compliance with federal law and regulations. Okay, so that's been stripped because they essentially were shamed to do it. About time. This work needs to end. These crazy mad scientists need to be stopped in their tracks. Now, the whistleblower, okay, is this lieutenant, well, he was a major when these reports first came out. His name is, I'm going to give you his rank of the time when he released this information. His name was Major Joseph Murphy. And what he did was he did an inspector general complaint or report. I have also done one of those. So him and I have interesting careers in a way that he's a scientist working for DARPA. So he got to see this project Diffuse be presented to DARPA. He actually found it, I think, in their system, their databases, wherever they track these awards to these companies that do this stuff, that work with DARPA. And so he was able to find this, and then he sent information up his chain, tried his chain of command, which is supposed to be a competent body, the chain of command, but we have found out it has not been very competent. So when he attempted to do this, he decided he wasn't getting anywhere. He had to go to the IG. And I have found myself in my own situation doing a very similar, taking the similar road, except he had bigger information because he actually got to see this gain of function thing, which is essentially the origin of COVID. And so the IG wasn't competent enough, apparently, to understand that there was a problem here, even though I think Major Murphy did really good job at explaining this information. So I'm going to read from Major Murphy's submission. It says, from Commandant of the Marine Corps Fellow, DARPA. So these scientists are called fellows. And this is to the inspector general. And paragraph one says SARS-CoV-2 is an American created recombinant bat vaccine or its precursor virus. It was created by Echo Health Alliance program at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, as suggested by the reporting surrounding the lab leak hypothesis. Okay, the details of this program have been concealed since the pandemic began. These details can be found in the Echo Health Alliance proposal response to the DARPA preempt program board agency announcement, the BAA. And there's a number here for that corresponds, dated March 2018. So back to our 2018 date. SARS, I'm going to skip down here. It says SARS-CoV-2 form as it emerged is likely as a precursor, deliberately virulent. Okay. Gain of function. Humanized recombinant SARS-CoV that was to be reverse engineered into a live attenuated SARS-CoV bat vaccine. Okay. Its nature can be determined from analysis of its genome with the context provided by the Echo Health Alliance proposal, joining this analysis with the U.S. intelligence collection on Wuhan with aid to the determination. Okay. When synthesized with Echo Health Alliance proposal, U.S. collections confirm Echo Health Alliance was performing the work proposed. The analysts proposed their reports in a vacuum, absent the context the proposal provides. As a fellow at DARPA, so this is Major Murphy saying, I'm a scientist, I'm a fellow at DARPA, I could see both and can do the synthesis. For instance, WIV, Wuhan Institute of Virology, personnel identified in intelligence reports are named in the proposal. These people use the lexicon of the proposal in the collections, and the virus variants proposed for experimentation are identical to those gleaned by collections. Moreover, I am also privy to information obtained by congressional office investigators and by DRASTIC, which is another program, and which further corroborates that the program detailed in the BAA response was conducted until it was shut down in April of 2020. Okay, moving down in paragraphs, Major Murphy says SARS-CoV-2, hereafter referred to as the SARS-CoV Wuhan Institute of Virology, is a synthetic spike protein chimera engineered to attach to human ACE2 receptors and inserted into a recombinant bat SARS-CoV backbone. It is likely a live vaccine not yet engineered to a more attenuated state that the program sought to create with its final version. It leaked and spread rapidly because it was aerosolized, so it could efficiently infect bats in caves, but it was not ready to infect bats yet, which is why it does not appear to infect bats. The reason the disease is so confusing is because it is less a virus than it is engineered spike protein hitchhiking a ride on a SARS-CoV quasi-species swarm. The closer it is to the final live attenuated vaccine form, the more likely that it has been deattenuating since initial escape in August of 2019. And that brings us back to the beginning of all this, okay? And I'm going to skip down to one more section here that Major Murphy points out, that because he released these documents around the time of the military mandate of August 24 of 2021, okay? And this is why he had to get this information out. It had been long enough denying that it was the lab, And he couldn't bear it anymore. He had to get these. So he dumped them to Project Veritas, is where I saw them. And then he went into some alternative media to try to get this out. And then he also filed, whistleblower reports with Ron Johnson and others, I would presume. But he says this in this letter: the vaccine recipient has no defense against the bloodstream entry Okay, so he's connecting the thing is the vaccine because it was meant to be a vaccine in the beginning, and he called it what it was a protein. And that's how I've always referenced this thing as a pathogenic protein. Okay, so the vaccine recipient has no defense against the bloodstream entry, but their nose protects them from the recombinant spike protein quasi species during natural infection. So this is why a healthy nose, not one that's being plugged up with a mask and rebreathing its bacteria, but a healthy one, so better termed as aerosolized inoculation. Okay. So I'm just, excuse me a second, I'm checking. I am checking here. Furthermore, let's see here. Sorry, I lost my place. But as you can see, Major Murphy at the time was trying to get the word out on the deal was this was a vaccine created pathogenic spike protein, and now we're making it in the actual vaccine. So he had to get this information out. This means so much to me, because he's at the beginning process of this on the military side of the house. And I've always looked at this as a military issue. Especially now that we can all agree that it was funding through the government, through the military side of the house, that would pay for a lot of this bioengineering, which we're talking about bioweapons. And I'm on the back end of this. I'm on the hot zone, the final end, the response side of this. So Major Murphy is at the beginning at the scientist level. And he's saying this is out of the Wuhan lab, and its origin is man-made. And then I'm on the responder side, the back end of it, saying this is this is from the lab. That's its origin, too. So we're very consistent in the conclusions we came to. Now, when Major Murphy dropped these documents, I was already starting to go under an investigation. So they were already coming after me with a fake investigation that the conclusion was already determined. So we're going to take a break, and on the other side we're going to get into this a little more, the meaning. There's so much information in all this. We're going to have to do follow-up programs to all this, but my intent is to push out the awareness that there is good people in the military, excuse me, trying to warn the American public, because that's what we're supposed to do. Okay. And those warnings were sounded and were attempted and were even greatly attempted. But because of the way we have incompetence through the bureaucracies, we have a lot of people in positions that shouldn't be there. They're not worth the money because they failed. And then we have the nefarious side of this. Some people did know, and that's where we need to get to the bottom of all this. And this is the biggest thing of my life, I'm sure, of Colonel, he's Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Murphy. I'm sure this will be the biggest thing for all of us, is trying to get to the bottom of what is truth in this matter. All right. After the break, we'll get into this a little more.
We live in a world full of disinformation, lies, and deceit, often from those institutions and individuals that we used to rely on and trust. In the chaos that surrounds us on a daily basis, it's difficult to find a place for truthful information and helpful guidance. Where can we turn for honest answers, critical solutions, and information that empowers us to be the person that God intended? The Truth for Health Foundation. The Truth for Health Foundation works every day to fight for your basic human rights. We have a track record of providing life-saving emergency actions that can improve your health and empower you with the tools to be safe, happy, and free to live your life. With over 100,000 supporters around the world, we are a critical voice of truth in today's world. We invite you to join our community of financial supporters so that we can continue to be your trusted partner for health, for life, for resilience. Join us today by giving now.
True Bio D3, available only at truthforhealthstore.com, contains vitamin D3, cholecalciferol, and convenient soft gels. Our vitamin D3 is the bioidentical form of vitamin D, synthesized in the body from cholesterol following activation by UV rays in sunlight. This form is excellent for maintaining healthy levels of vitamin D in the body. And mounting evidence suggests vitamin D not only plays an important role in maintaining bone health, but also in supporting immune, neurological, musculoskeletal, cellular, and cardiovascular health too. Get your bottle of True Bio D3 only at truthforhealthstore.com.
Welcome back to the second half of the program. This is Major Mike Gary. This is a whistleblower report, military segment. Perhaps my most favorite segment to do ever, because it is getting to the ground level truth of the COVID crazy mandate area or era. And I am ecstatic that I have put together the pieces and found out that this Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Murphy, a DARPA fellow, which would make him a DARPA scientist, that all the reports that he dropped in 2021 into early of 2022 were real. When I received them at the time, I didn't reference these documents. I wanted to, but it said everything that I believed or everything that I had come to research and believed or figured out. And there was almost a little bit of cognitive dissonance on my end because I didn't really see these reports validated anywhere. And so I didn't use them or reference them when I was under a fraudulent 15-6 investigation that would have eventually lead to my firing. And, you know, of course, I was given a general reprimand and fired for being essentially a conspiracy theorist and not obeying a lawful order, which we know that the COVID mandate, vaccine mandate, was not a lawful order, as there was never any FDA-approved product that showed up on the shelves. And this Major Murphy at the time, when he dropped these documents, he gave the link between the vaccine and the original pathogenic protein, as I call it. All right. And he explained it to a T, everything that I had discovered. And it was just awesome. It was almost too good to be true, but I never saw any fruit of it. It didn't seem to really go anywhere at that time of early 2022. The DMED people, which some of them are my friends at this point, that the military DMED documents that Senator Ron Johnson was presenting to the Secretary of Defense, asking, hey, how come there's so many problems going on in the military? And he would get no response. That seemed to grab a lot of attention at this time. But this whistleblower, Joseph Murphy, his stuff seemed to kind of go undetected and quiet. Well, I think I've come to the conclusion that Senator Rand Paul, you know, had grabbed a hold of him and also Ron Johnson. But, you know, Rand Paul, when he came out and did that big media gig around the April 10th timeframe of 2024, about the 15 agencies that knew, he kept touting this whistleblower. He never, in the big media that I saw him on, like the Clay and Buck show, the old Rush Limbaugh show, he never referenced him by name. So I had a hard time figuring out if it was these original documents for a couple weeks. And then what I noticed about Senator Rand Paul is that on the bigger programs like Fox and Clay and Buck and some of these other bigger podcasts, he didn't name this guy by name. And I assume he's practicing a little discretion at keeping this guy safe. However, on smaller podcasts, which I would call alternative conservative patriot news, he did name him. I finally did find a report where he named him by name, and it is Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Murphy. So interesting that I signed up for Senator Rand Paul's Substack, which I'm sure is not written by him every time, if at all, but it certainly gives you a window into how Senator Rand Paul is thinking, because I've never heard Senator Rand Paul talk about the vaccine being connected with the original origin lab leak problem. Okay, so this is was a concerning thing for me about Rand Paul, because from my point of view, how can you say the original infection's bad but not say the vaccine is bad? Because the vaccine is the same thing, pathogenic spike protein, but it's directly in the bloodstream. It's far worse, at least like Major Murphy at the time said. At least natural infection through the nose, you have the filter system of the nose and the immune system, innate immune system, to help you out. So this was always a question of mine. What I understand now, where Rand Paul has come out with this man, Major or Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Murphy, now I know what's going on. I can see it happening, and I see the battles being waged in these committee hearings when they talk about the origins of COVID, Big Pharma, and the vaccines specifically. I see what's going on. So on Substack for Rand Paul, he's got this one that's called DARPA's Ties to the NIH, Flunky, Fauci, and COVID. The deep state cover-up continues unabated. Senator Rand Paul review, and this is very current. This is May 21, so just as of yesterday. Was DARPA collaborating with Fauci on the COVID-19 virus? Excuse me, I had to have a drink. In 2017, DARPA declined to fund Fauci's offshore COVID project conducted in Wuhan, China. As Rand Paul details, Fauci requested that DARPA support the Diffuse project, okay, funded by the NIH and directed by Peter Daszak's Echo Health. Fauci wanted to insert a ferrin cleavage site into coronaviruses, but DARPA said no, with a caveat. DARPA was one of 15 federal agencies that Rand Paul recently discovered were complicit in either helping to create a bioweapon, and there's the key word, create a bioweapon, which is illegal per our statutes. Okay. So this means a lot. This puts us in a new game, the criminality of what has been done at this level. Okay. So create a bioweapon in the form of coronavirus, or fully knowing what Fauci and the NIH were up to. Why did DARPA say no? Okay, this next paragraph. What's a ferrin cleavage? And why would DARPA pause on giving Fauci permission to conduct this type of research when they were already doing gain-of-function research too? Which makes a virus more deadly and spread more easily. A ferrin cleavage makes a virus like COVID transmissible from one living entity to another. Though trials were conducted on animals like ferrets, the idea was to get COVID to spread more easily among people. Though DARPA denied the ferrin request, they left it open to potential exploration in the future, according to the documents that detailed the denial. The Diffuse proposal project by Echo Health Alliance, EHA, was rejected by DARPA. Although, if funding became available, certain components of the particular interest could have gone ahead, subject to a clear contractual dual-use research of concern, a DURC. D-U-R-C. dual use research of concern risk mitigation plan that includes a responsible communications plan. Okay. I believe, and I'm going to look this up, but I've done a lot of reading. And if I remember correctly, this DIRC came out of the Patriot Act. And this is where it blurs the line of making, you can make bioweapons or gain of function. You can do gain of function work in small batches to produce a countermeasure. And this is the blurring of the statutes that we already have on the book, where you're not supposed to make anything more transmissible or deadly. And so this is where we kind of got competing statutes and laws, and it needs to be remedied. But all I can say in practicality is this: a bioweapon was created. It's been confirmed at the beginning from the military by this Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Murphy. Regardless if it escaped or it was intentionally released, which I believe it was, that's my personal opinion, it has harmed millions. And then throw on top of that all the incompetence or nefarious actions with the mandates in general and all the mental problems, and it has done so much damage, more damage than anything else in the history of the earth, minus the great Noah flood. There has to be accountability for this. It was known all the way through. So the military, in my opinion, all of us that spoke up at our specific times when we had to encounter these things. For example, at the beginning, this Lieutenant Colonel Murphy spoke up and he released what he could. He tried to go through his chain of command, which is what the regulation says. You work through your competent authorities, which is your chain of command, first to blow the whistle. If they don't do it, then you go to the IG. If they don't understand, don't do it, then you go to Congress. You kind of go through those steps. And I found myself going through these steps. Now, at the beginning of COVID, when the masks became hours of wearing as opposed to minutes, which breaks code of federal regulations as it relates to oxygen. Because if you start wearing a cloth mask, and I've documented this with my oxygen detectors and other devices that I would have to make responses into a hazmat or Seaburn hazmat response type situation, I discovered that if your mask starts getting sweaty and wet, you quickly drop below the oxygen threshold for safety, which is 19.5% oxygen. So under the mask, that little space that would be between your face and the mask would go drop well below 19.5%, depending on the mask, also the materials being used, like an N95, you would drop to like 15%, which is very dangerous if you're making somebody wear that for more than minutes. If you start talking hours, that's dangerous and you're starting to do harm. Even the silly paper masks, cloth masks, the standard surgical mask, it would drop to 18, sometimes high 17%. And I would show this to my competent chain of command and say, we can't force people to wear these things for hours. And as a hazmat responder, my profession is built around being the subject matter expert of PPE, personal protective equipment. So that means donning the highest level of protection, which is level A, fully encapsulated suit with a self-contained breathing apparatus on SCBA. So it'd be like what the firefighters wear, but with a suit around all of it. That's the highest level of protection. So the heresy here is, or the hypocrisy in all this, is I ran a team that would go into a hot zone that would respond to a bioweapon. Okay. And now all these government entities propose that wearing the paper mask is sufficient enough to go into a hot zone because we essentially treated everything like a hot zone. I mean, everybody was guilty with virus. Everybody had virus, right? Especially when it transitioned into the unvaccinated were the virus carriers. So therefore, the paper mask was good enough to go into a hot zone. You see the hypocrisy in idiocracy that I'm talking about. I've been trained to go into hot zones. I've dealt with live agent before, and you don't wear a paper mask to deal with it, okay? So this is a crazy thing. Or there is therapeutics and treatments for this cold-like, flu-like thing, and you don't wear anything. You let your natural filter, your nose, deal with it. And that's where I feel great that we know Senator Rand Paul is tracking this whistleblower because he's bragging about him essentially everywhere he goes, as showing the government's collusion with Echo Health Alliance. Now, Peter Daszak, according to Edward Huff, who wrote, not Edward Huff. His name is Dr. Andrew G. Huff. He was a vice president research at Echo Health from 2014 to 2016. He wrote the book, The Truth About Wuhan, How I Uncovered the Biggest Lie in History. So this Andrew Huff, he validates how evil Peter Daszak is. Peter Daszak was actually already doing the work with mad scientist Ralph Baric, who is creating the Farron cleavage site in Wuhan. They would do this work before they were actually awarded the contract. So they would do it, and then they would put in a proposal for that contractual work. So they were actually working ahead of these contracts and continuing to have the money flow in. They would do it so they know they could get it done, and then they would get the big payout with the next contract. And they had the stage all set because they had people like Anthony Fauci that was going to award it to him no matter what. I think the DARPA refusal was probably a minor setback, but they found other ways to funnel the money into Echo Health Alliance, who was working directly with the Wuhan Institute of Health, Wuhan Institute of Virology, in sharing all this incredibly evil information with them, which I got to believe some of this is highly classified stuff, should not be shared with near peer nations like China, who's waging, I believe, a sneaky war on America. So this is crazy stuff that's going on. Andrew Huff, in his book, which is essentially his book is very much supporting of what this Colonel Murphy has exposed. It's unbelievable the consistency that we're starting to find. And this has obviously led to Echo Health Alliance being relieved of their contracts and awards, which the company sounds like was up against it financially at some point, according to Andrew Huff, when he worked there. So he says in his book, I'm in the real-time COVID timeline chapter in this book, 181, and it says, after being promoted to vice president, this is Andrew Huff speaking, I commented on several concerns I had related to protecting the organization. My primary concern was related to my opposition to gain-of-function research. None of the other executives voiced any opposition to the gain-of-function research being conducted at Echo Health Alliance, and Dr. Daszak was heavily supportive of the work. Doctors Jonathan Epstein and Kevin Olivo was supportive of the work and were key contributors to the gain-of-function work in the SARS-CoV-2 proposal funded by USAID and NIH and executed by Echo Health Alliance, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and UNC. My opposition to the gain of function research stemmed from my PhD studies taught by my committee chair, Dr. Michael T. Osterholm. Okay. And then Dr. Huff also states that to kind of link this up with what Colonel Murphy's saying. He says on December 12th of 2019, December 12th of 2019, a material transfer agreement from the NIH, NID, and Moderna to UNC, Chapel Hill, and Ralph Baric for mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidates to be developed and jointly owned by NIAID and Moderna was approved. Bingo. That's December of 2019. This suggests that Moderna and NIH were already in possession of SARS-CoV-2 no later than December 12th of 2019. There it shows, premeditated, that they had it all planned out. Okay. So also in Andrew Huff's book on page 190 in the same chapter, he says on August 8th of 2021, U.S. Marine Corps Major Joseph Murphy's report to the Department of Defense Inspector General said SARS-CoV-2 is a synthetic spike protein chimera engineered to attach to human ACE2 receptors and inserted it into recombinant bat SARS-CoV backbone. Boom. Okay, these all these things are coming together. Now, Andrew Huff was also in the military. He's one of these older millennials that joined the military after 9/11, Minnesota Army National Guard. So he is also working off an oath to serve, you know, the American people. And I find it incredibly interesting that, you know, it's been a lot of military people that have come forward, even though, you know, it's always like, well, you got to follow orders. You got to follow orders. You got to follow lawful orders. Okay. He wasn't in the role of military at the time. He was working at Echo Health Alliance. But my point is that he cared for this nation in a deep way to speak the truth and actually challenge Peter Daszak at Echo Health Alliance when he was there. And his book and testimony has meant a lot in confirming Major Murphy's, and likewise, they reciprocate each other. And this is why my work as a CBRN hazmat responder also confirms and strengthens these guys' reports to Congress. Now, connecting the dots, which I like to do, is Senator Ron Johnson has been the biggest supporter of the military whistleblowers and challenging the vaccine. Now, where the Republicans don't have a Senate majority, Ron Johnson's hands are tied, so he can't subpoena anybody for interviews in these committee hearings. So he's limited, but if he had that ability, it would be massive. So they've him, Rand Paul, and then, of course, the committees in the Republican House have had to work together, you know, through all these, jump through all these hoops to get these things done. Now, Ron Johnson, I just found this out within the last couple of weeks. I didn't know this at the time, but Senator Ron Johnson demands answers from DOD on disclosure about COVID-19 origins and early treatment. And this is dated January 12th of 2022. And at this time, I was only aware of the active duty military DMED people, Defense Medical Epidemiological Database people. And one of them is my good friend, Mark. But this report I missed. On Tuesday, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, ranking member of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigation, sent a letter to Department of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Undersecretary of Defense for Research and Engineering Heidi Shuyu, S-H-Y-U, Shuyu, demanding information on an August 2021 disclosure from U.S. Marine Corps Major Joseph Murphy. The senator has learned that this disclosure was sent to the DOD Officer Inspector General, OIG, and that office referred it to DOD's Office of Research and Engineering Investigations. Senator wrote, according to Major's disclosure, Echo Health Alliance, in conjunction with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, submitted a proposal in March 2018 to DARPA regarding SARS-CoV-2.
The proposal included a program called Diffuse that sought to use a novel chimeric SARS-CoV spike protein to inoculate bats against SARS-CoVs. Although DARPA rejected the proposal, the disclosure alleges that Echo Health ultimately carried out the Diffuse proposal until April of 2020 through National Institute of Health and National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease. The disclosure highlights several potential treatments, such as ivermectin, and specifically alleges that the Echo Health Diffuse proposal identified chloroquine phosphate, hydroxychloroquine, and interferon as SARS-CoV inhibitors. Boom. These are the therapeutics, as we know, that President Donald Trump knew at the beginning, tried to take out of the strategic national stockpile to prevent an emergency. It essentially would have prevented the emergency. No emergency would have occurred, which would have stopped any emergency use authorization products like remdesivir in the COVID vaccines, so-called vaccines. Okay. So that was as of January of 2022. At this time, I was already well into my investigation, and I was already found guilty for several things by the investigating officer that was in charge of my investigation. I call him a hitman. He was there to quiet me about the VAERS data that I had brought up to my what was supposed to be a competent authority, my chain of command, showing them that VAERS was showing lots of deaths. And then I was simply pointing out the fact that some people were extremely sick from the shot and having extreme problems. So that is also, while I was in that, they took a shot at my religious beliefs and called me a conspiracy theorist for believing in the great Noah flood, talking about Jesus when asked. And they took several pot shots in the investigation on that. So anyway, just thought I would bring that up so the American people get an idea of how we were treated in the military. And obviously, this has led to the great refusal to join the military, because I would have had probably a couple children of mine who are military age join, but they will not now. Okay, because our lives have been, I won't say destroyed, but they've been extremely hindered by everything. I was nearly to a retirement age, and I've essentially lost everything. And we don't know, in my case, I don't know how much worse it's going to get. So anyway, I'm rambling there about that, but this shows me that Ron Johnson and Rand Paul are both working with this information. So even though Rand Paul doesn't talk about the vaccine, with Major Murphy's, Lieutenant Colonel Murphy's information now, I understand that when they say vaccine and virus, they're talking the same thing. And I have a certain level of confidence that we are now talking about a bioweapon. And when Rand Paul says he is not going to quit until Fauci is behind bars, now I understand the full depth of what he's saying. He's saying the man helped create a bioweapon, and he is going to go after him with all vigor he has left in him to do that. This is the most important thing to him. Okay. So now I see the players that are at work. I know what's going on behind the scenes a little bit more, and I feel confident in that, because for a long time now, I haven't really known. I've been clueless as to what Rand Paul knows and what Ron Johnson, if those two are working together. Now I understand they are, okay, at a deep level, and I feel very confident about that. I also bought Senator Rand Paul's book, Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up. In reading this book, I have also got a deeper understanding of what Senator Rand Paul knows, because actually Rand Paul mentioned some things early on in COVID that I wasn't tracking, which was a good thing. It's good to find out, oh, he actually was tracking at a deep level of something that I didn't know. And I have thousands, as you can imagine, thousands of hours of research into this. Now, There's also another report that you should be aware of, which led to the firing of Echo Health Alliance, or firing, I mean, pulling their funding. Okay, essentially firing, like Trump, President Trump, you're fired. Well, that's what went in my mind at that time. So this report was drafted up by Brad Winstrup, who is the chairman of Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. And in it, he says Dr. Peter Daszak acted with contempt for the American people. Further, Echo Health's actions were often enabled by the incompetency of the NIH and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. And in it, they essentially highlight all these factors that talk about gain of function and lying and being awarded money when you're not really doing that, so which is a big no-no in the government. And this report is called An Evaluation of the Evidence Surrounding Echo Health Alliance's in corporate research activities. Okay, so this will be attached. A lot of the things that I've referenced will be attached to this whistleblower report. Interviews by Senator Rand Paul. I have found Epoch Times incredibly helpful because you can look at one of their articles and they will have a hyperlink to another article. And a lot of these authors had played off each other's research. So it's really easy and rewarding to trace this back in history with Epoch Times. Of course, you have to be a subscriber or pay a subscription fee to get that access. But I will have those links as well. You'll only be able to see the titles if you don't pay for the subscription. But they're incredibly useful, very easy to use to go back through time and document the criminality on this event with the Epoch Times. So anyway, look into that. And we're finally getting there. We're getting to a point where we can actually find criminality or accountability, bring it. I think it will take a transition of administrations, but at this point, everything's falling apart in this country. And a lot of it is due to the great election theft, which was enabled by the great COVID mandate scam, plandemic, or the pandemic of fear, as I like to call it. And that's why this foundation is so important. You know, especially the Truth for Health Foundation's Faith Over Fear program. I highly suggest you check that program out. It's every Tuesday night at 8 Eastern time, and it's just great. We cover topics like this all the time. So I want to thank the donors. So thanks. Sign up to give our donations, as your donations have helped our nation's finest fight for our rights. A lot of military grants were given, and some military people were saved with that grant money. And they're still finishing or fulfilling their careers with that. And it's probably not over either. So we thank you, donors. That's what your donations have gone to. They've also gone to commercial pilots in the fight over the COVID mandates and other things. We're working on bringing federal false claims acts against any place that gave remdesivir or vaccines, these COVID vaccines. So go to www.truthforhealth.org, join our crusade. We are silent no more. Sign up for our email alerts. Check out all our resources that we provide. We have a new radiation injury treatment guide based on ionizing radiation. We also have, of course, the COVID and COVID vaccine injury treatment guides, COVID vaccine injury being the most important long vax injury. Think of it that way. And we also provide medical advice to ministry help and constitutional right information. So we thank you for joining us today. There will be more follow-ups as this is a big topic and I only got to a third of what I had to share today. So there'll be follow-ups on this. So look for that. And we thank you so much. This is Major Mike Gary signing off.
Thank you for joining us today on the Whistleblower Report from Truth for Health Foundation. Check out our website, www.truthforhealth.org. Join our crusade. We are silent no more. We urge you to sign up for our email alerts, donate to support our legal defense work to secure the human and civil rights secured by law, and to live our lives in accordance with the U.S. Constitution and God's truth. We are here to bring you hope and solutions for such a time as this, with all that is assaulting our way of life. Join us and stand strong against the lies and deception, and speak out, get loud, get involved. God bless you, and thank you for joining us.